Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How y'all feel? Motivated.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us as we get rolling on another week of Sports Daily. Good Monday to each and every one of you. Squarely into the season of fall. Not too far away from Halloween. Hard to believe as we roll through October. That means the World Series. Combatants are set. We'll get to that coming up. Part of what's on tap, courtesy of Side Pockets, in second segment. But Shane Dennis rolls in. Have a hopefully good weekend. KU State starts us off. What's up, partner?
Yeah, I thought both of those teams, KU and K-State football, were impressive, kind of, in a way, a little.
Yeah.
First of all,
yeah.
I was actually, and this is where we are right now with Kansas, I was actually very proud of Kansas and found myself pulling for them toward the end when it looked were actually going to do this. Scored a go-ahead, well, not a go-ahead touchdown, then the go-ahead two-point conversion, which I think we could all see coming. You know, let's end this thing if we can. They scored with 1:11 left, and
they had 1:11.
A two-point conversion to Daylon Charlotte, and they just needed one stop. Get a sack, make them hold you, something.
Yep.
You know?
Anything.
Mm-hmm. And
not quite there yet.
You know, and Texas got, I don't know if anybody saw this, heard this, read this, what, they got greedy. They were close enough for Cameron Dicker, and they wanted to run one more play. And they did. And they got away with it. I think it was to Duvernay, and he got out of bounds. If they get sacked there or he gets tackled in bounds or
– game's done.
Game's over, yeah. And yep. I can't remember exactly how many yards. They didn't get that many more yards. But anyway, they did. Cameron Dicker kicked a 33-yard field goal. His time expired, 50-48. There's – glass half empty or full, ways to look at this game if you're a Kansas fan. We could start with the 48 that they got after the 48 that they got on the road at Boston College. So I think we're talking baby steps here, right? So let's, even in a loss, let's give more attaboys than woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, because of the state of the program.
Yeah.
Because of where they are in terms of development or lack thereof, then this is the kind of result that you can give out moral victories for, because that's kind of how things are being measured at this particular point. You want to get a win, and you had it in your hands, but the fact of the matter is they didn't make enough defensive plays and stops. During the course of the game, they had opportunities to win the game. That's the harsh reality of the situation. No one cares. Did you win or did you lose, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, you've got to, I think that you've got to kind of be able to say, look, competitive, there's a plan. We may not have the kind of talent that you need to enact the plan totally, but we had Texas on the ropes in the last minute on their home field. That's worth something for a program who's trying to forge an identity, that's trying to turn a tide, that's trying to regain some form of relevance. That's where Kansas is right now. So I was excited for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really was. Yep. Pulling for them and was really disappointed when Texas got into a position where I knew, and especially with Dicker, who's got a great leg, that, you know, once they got within 45, I was getting a little concerned. Yep. And obviously at 33 is about a little chip shot for him.
Sure.
But still, at the end of the day, I think that you walk away feeling okay about things. Now, not in – but you got to build on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to build on it now. You've got some winnable games that you're playing. And can you –
next weekend is one. Texas Tech.
Yes.
Texas Tech
yes.
is very, very beatable.
Mm-hmm. They are. So, you know, can you eke out a couple here down the stretch? And I think, quite frankly, that's what Brian Haney's been telling mm-hmm. us. And I think that that's kind of the goal at this particular point. If you're judging KU solely on wins and losses, then, you know, what are you really looking for? You're looking for growth. You're looking for direction. You're looking for a stepping stone to next year. You're looking for the personnel that you trust that can do it. They had a lot of those guys on the field, I thought, Saturday. So,
well,
yeah.
You have Puka Williams running for 190 yards. I think we all would agree that if they're going to win games, he's going to be a focal point of the offense. He was great. Carter mm-hmm. Stanley passed for 310 yards, so he kind of broke through that glass ceiling of just –
which is what you got to do against Texas anyway.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
They're gettable defensively.
Texas will give up boatloads of yards through the air.
Yep.
I mean, look, let's get it out of the way. Texas was disinterested. They weren't focused and ready to play. They were coming off a game that they invested emotionally in heavily, and I thought pretty much looked to me, Shane, like they were kind of just rolling it out early on in that game. Kansas stayed with them every step of the way. They matched and exceeded their intensity. It meant more to Kansas mm-hmm. through most of that game. Texas did enough at the end to win it and survive, but that's about all I can say about Texas.
Yeah.
So,
And KU, apparently Jesse Newell from Kansas.com let us in on a little bulletin board material, I guess. Apparently, in his weekly teleconference, Tom Herman basically spent 16 minutes talking about the OU game.
Right.
And a reporter at that point asked about Kansas, and Tom Herman, with a kind of a smirk, said, "We actually play a game this week," which I totally get why he said that, and I don't think that was a dig at Kansas, but a lot of Kansas players found out about it and were pissed. If that fires you up, that's fine, and I'm okay. If you
fine.
Like bulletin board material and you want to kind of place a chip on your own shoulder, I'm okay with that. I don't mm-hmm. think Tom Herman talked out of school there. That was kind of a snark to the reporters that you want to talk about OU for 17 minutes and it took you that long to get around to Kansas. But, there was a definite hangover from OU.
No question.
I don't think there's any question. Now, like you said, though, they're nothing special defensively. They're banged up and they give up a lot of yards, especially through the air. But they also had the best player on the field in Sam Ellinger, who
they did
threw for 399 yards and ran for 91 more. That's just an incredible.
Although Puka Williams was the next best player,
he was close.
And Carter Stanley was in there too.
Yep.
So
and here's the other thing that you have to wonder if this is transferable or can we back this up and do this again? That was Brent Dierman's first game calling plays, and all they did was pile up 500 yards and 48 points.
We'll see.
We will see.
It was about as good a first step as you can possibly take. But they scored like this at Boston College, too, with a totally different coordinator.
Right. And
Am I right?
And I kept going, you know, 48's not an accident. You can't slop your way into 48. And then they turn around and score 24, 14, and 20. And I'm like, okay, thanks, guys.
That's my point about Kansas. And Yes. Everyone right now should feel like, okay, new offensive coordinator, boom, huge amount of points. But they've been this way before. And the problem with Kansas is they haven't been able to build on it incrementally. Mm-hmm. And it's not like you got to take large steps. You just want to get on a foundation where you can say, okay, here's who we are. We can run this. We can pass this. These are the things that we're confident about in our offense. And maybe they'll have that now. We'll see. I mean, yeah. The proof will be in the pudding. And I would agree with you. I think Texas Tech is a – I think it's a – is it a winnable game? I think it's – I think
absolutely.
Under the right circumstances, I think it's fairly winnable, yes.
Oh, I think KU, when it's all said and done, will be furious if they don't beat Texas Tech.
Well.
I think we're there. I mean – to your point and to Brian Haney's point, you got to pick and choose the ones that you
right
not get up for, but you know what I mean, like that it really excites you that KU's playing this particular team. I think Texas Tech is that team. They're without their normal starting quarterback.
Yep.
I think they're gettable. I do. Now, before we turn our attention to Kansas State, how about the day that KU kicker Liam Jones had. He kicked two field goals, including a career-long 46-yarder, but he also missed one. He had another one blocked, and he also had an extra point blocked in the fourth quarter that Texas ran back for 2 points. And he kicked three kickoffs out of bounds.
Yeah. Son, you're a scholarship player in a Division I program. I mean,
and not to put it all on him, but that his
but do your job.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I mean, that's kind of like you've got one thing to do, for God's sakes. We're not asking you to make a game-saving tackle. We're asking you to do what you're there on scholarship to do. Come on,
It would have helped if Liam Jones didn't have the night he had. All right, now Kansas State was impressive, kind of, just because they hadn't won in a month, and they needed one drive to put together, and Skylar Thompson did it.
Yeah.
24-17 over TCU. Thompson had a 61-yard run during an 11-play, 95-yard drive with the game tied and 8 minutes left to play. K-State's defense
he
did
was
just
salty.
Enough at the end.
He was salty, and I'll give him that. He was confident. He was in charge. He made plays down the stretch, which is how Kansas State is going to have to win games,
yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
They're not going to go boat race anybody. That's not going to happen. They're going to be in games. Their games are going to be much more NFL-like in back and forth. Now, maybe not this weekend as a 3-point or 3-touchdown underdog to Oklahoma at home. But I thought defensively they played well. I thought they looked good. It was kind of a bend but don't break approach, but they made some plays and did what they had to and were, you know, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I just by watching the game, they were outgained pretty considerably, I would guess. But, you know, they made defensive plays when they had to and stops when they had to, and Skylar Thompson was good when he had to be, and that ended up making a win for K-State. And, you know, they're 4-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're 4-2. They've got winnable games to get to a bowl. 7 is at least on the table. 6 is, I think, a reasonable goal for this football team. I mean, I think that West Virginia is a team they could beat. Kansas is a team they could beat. Texas Tech is a team that they could beat. So those are your three, right?
Sure. Yeah.
I think. I mean, I don't think you beat Texas, and you're not going to beat Oklahoma, so probably not Iowa State.
I sure would have liked to have seen more than 266 yards of offense against TCU, but
that's who they are,
maybe
Shane.
TCU's
I hear you.
Defense is a lot better than I think, and maybe.
Well, they weren't against SMU, but to your point, Kansas State is challenged offensively. And they're never going to be – they're just not going to be that kind of team. Got to run the ball. That game played perfectly for them. They scored early, got out in front, and even though they didn't run the ball particularly well, they were able to dink and dunk and, you know, move the chains a little bit, maintain field position. And then when they had to, in a position to win, the offense responded. So it was a good formula for a victory. They're 4-2, and they've got a chance in three more games that they play. Texas, I don't know about. I mean, you wouldn't think going down to Texas would be a great place for them to win. They've had success down there before, but I don't think this team offensively can score enough points to beat a team like Texas.
Right.
I don't.
With Texas, unless something changes drastically in 3 weeks,
right.
If they still
exactly
are a team that hemorrhages yards and points, K-State's kind of what ails you, if that's your problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Texas's
sure.
problem right now defensively. Alex Delton, former K-State quarterback, only played one drive for TCU, in case you're wondering. 2 for 2, passing 6 yards in his return.
That was early, too.
And then that was that. 4-2, 1-2 in Big 12 for K-State, their first win since that Mississippi State game. I'm sure at this point they don't care what it looked like or felt like. They just got it out of the way. And as you mentioned, number 5, OU, comes calling Saturday morning. And then at KU on November the 2nd. So we'll have some more college football talk a little later on in the show. Bruce alluded to what's on tap, and it's brought to you by Side Pockets out at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler. The Monday lunch special out there today is BLT sandwich or quarter-pound cheeseburger, both served with fries for just $5.95 today. If you want to talk about anything you saw over the weekend, 869-1240. That's the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. We've got a little, World Series talk. Jose Altuve hit a monster bomb off of Aroldis Chapman to propel the Astros into the World Series. Speaking of the World Series, we will have a historically good starting rotation for both teams. We'll talk about that. Tua Tagovailoa got hurt. So we can talk about that in the second hour. And, NFL.
You got all that.
We got NFL next hour.
We'll go to break with a question, though, for you, Shane.
Okay.
Here are the remaining games for Kansas. Rank them in order of most likely games to win. Texas Tech coming in. By the way, Kansas, an early 3.5-point favorite.
Kansas K-State. Is favored. Is that what you just said?
No, Texas Tech is a 3.5-point under or 3.5-point favorite. Kansas
okay.
is a 3.5-point underdog at home. Excuse
okay.
me.
Okay, fire me up.
Then K-State comes in, then Oklahoma State on the road, Iowa State on the road, and Baylor at home. Rank them.
Baylor's,
most likely team they beat.
Baylor's undefeated, by the way.
Yes,
I will say in that order, actually. They're most
okay.
likely to beat Texas Tech, followed by K-State. You buy
I
that?
I think those games are both attainable, don't
I
you?
Do too. I do, too. And then
I think they're attainable.
Oklahoma State and Iowa State, mainly because they're on the road, but both those teams probably better than Kansas on paper. And then Baylor at home, we assume they're real. Baylor's 7-0. We'll talk about them a little bit later on. All right, we need to go to the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline, and then we'll move on and talk about the World Series. Jason is up. Hey, Jason.
Hey, you guys are talking about K-State. I'm actually going to be at the K-State-Oklahoma game on Saturday, and I really don't see K-State beating Oklahoma, but I am excited to see this Ernst kid play, because if I'm correct, and this is my question, wasn't K-State looking at him for a while?
I don't know. I would imagine.
About?
I don't know why you wouldn't, but I don't know.
Who are you talking about?
The quarterback for Oklahoma.
Oh, Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
K-State? No. K-State wouldn't have been in on Jalen Hurts. I mean, that's Jalen Hurts.
When he announced he was going to transfer, the whole world was probably in on him,
sure.
if you want to look at it that way. I would imagine – I don't know how that works, honestly. Like, somebody goes in the transfer portal, I guess you're free to call him, or he's free to call you. Well, he's always free to call you. That's how that goes. But as far as kicking the tires on Jalen Hurts, you'd be crazy not to. And so I assume K-State inquired or, lobbed him a call, I assume, if that's what you mean.
They were going through a coaching transition and the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
That thing was locked up early on, for God's sakes. And there's – I mean, no – He there were only a couple of places he would have been interested in going to.
Right. But did K-State look into him to answer Jason's question? I don't know.
Not that I'm aware of.
They should have if they didn't. Make him say no to you, I guess. That theory.
KU has scored 68 points in their last two games against Oklahoma and Texas.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, look at their points allowed, too.
I hear you. I hear you. But they've scored 68 against those two. Offensively, there's some sign. I mean, they got their tails ripped in the TCU game
That's
awful.
Maybe what bothers me the most, giving up 51 to those guys. They obviously no-showed in that game, but there's no shame in giving up 45 to Oklahoma, but the fact is we're looking at 51, 45, and 50 allowed three games. So.
Right.
You kind of got two sides of the coin with KU right now,
No question, no question. All right, let's get to the World Series when we turn the page. Just getting going on a Monday edition, Sports Daily. Shane and Bruce, Jad Chambers takes us to break. This is Sports Daily on your sports station, KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.